Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Hanukkah vigils have been held across the country in memory of those killed in a targeted attack on Sunday at a Jewish festival on Bondi Beach. Rabbi Yossi Shushat has lit a 5-foot-tall menorah in an emotional ceremony at the beach. In Melbourne, the Pillars of Light Festival has gone ahead at Federation Square, where Rabbi Gabby Coltman led prayers. Meanwhile, Rabbi Effie Block has addressed a crowd at a seaside park in St Kilda, telling them to reflect on the true meaning of Hanukkah.
And the message of Hanukkah, one of the messages, why do we light after dark, is because we understand and recognize there's darkness in the world. We don't ignore it. We don't say it doesn't exist. We embrace it. We understand we're living in a tough world. Unfortunately, there's a lot of evil and darkness. But that's precisely the message of Hanukkah, that we, each and every one of us, has the mandate to light up the world with kindness.
The man who wrestled a gun from one of the alleged attackers during the Bondi mass shooting is undergoing surgery for bullet wounds to his hand and arm. He's been identified as 43-year-old Ahmed Al-Ahmed. A GoFundMe campaign has been set up for Mr. Ahmed, with over $1.5 million raised already. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has praised him for his bravery.
I think it's the most unbelievable scene I've ever seen. A man walking up to a gunman who had fired on the community and single-handedly disarming him, putting his own life at risk to save the lives of countless other people. That man is a genuine hero, and I've got no doubt that there are many, many people alive tonight as a result of his bravery.
Meanwhile, the community has reacted with growing anger to the tragic shootings. Wentworth MP Allegra Spinder has told Channel 9 people in her electorate had long feared this type of violence, while opposition leader Susan Lee is among those to accuse the government of not doing enough to address anti-Semitism.
We've seen a clear failure to keep Jewish Australians safe. We've seen a clear lack of leadership in keeping Jewish Australians safe. We have a government that sees anti-Semitism as a problem to be managed, not evil that needs to be eradicated.
Israel's ambassador to Australia, Amir Mamon, has also questioned the government's strategy. He says there has been ample evidence since the October 7 Hamas attacks in Israel of growing anti-Jewish prejudice in Australia.
What one can expect when graffitis are painted all over Australia, on synagogues, buildings, public buildings, calling for the death of Israel, death to the IDF, and then cars are put on fire. I visited every synagogue that was attacked.
National Cabinet has pledged to strengthen Australia's gun laws in the aftermath of the Bondi terror attack. Details have not been confirmed. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says a limit on the number of guns individual licence holders can own is among the proposals to be considered. A potential ban on non-citizens being able to hold a gun licence is also being considered. The son of Hollywood film director Rob Reiner has been charged over the deaths of his parents. Los Angeles police say their investigation determined that the well-known and beloved director and his wife, Michelle Singer, were the victims of homicide and that their son Nick was responsible. A range of well-known actors have paid tribute to the Reiners, expressing shock and sadness over their murders. US President Donald Trump has attracted attention, however, with his statement that the Reiners had died because the director's criticism of the Republican had created intense anger. Trump has refused to apologize.
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
Workers at the Louvre Museum in France have voted to strike over working conditions and other complaints. The labour union says the industrial action was decided upon at a meeting with 400 workers. The museum has struggled with the aftermath of a daylight jewel heist Employees say the incident reinforced long-standing concerns that crowding and thin staffing were undermining security and working conditions. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.